This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery, just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app, and you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants, 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
95% of Uber Eats orders are on time, which is great. Because when I want my spicy shrimp pad Thai, I want it on time. Because, baby, there's no time like the present, especially when it's pad Thai related. But on the off chance your order is late, Uber Eats will give you 3 months, $0 delivery fee with a free Uber One membership. On time, pad Thai, baby.
On time claim based on latest arrival time shown after order is placed. Offer ends 2/19/2023. Current Uber One members not eligible. Subscription will auto-renew at $9.99 each month. Starting 3 months from initial enrollment. See uber.com/uber1 for terms. Benefits available only for eligible stores. Order minimums apply.
Leicester Till I Die TV. Watch and subscribe on YouTube and listen on your podcast platform.
Oh, Matt Elliott here.
Hi, Alan Smith here.
Hey guys, Ian Hume here.
Hi everybody, Jerry Taggart here.
Be sure to watch
Chris and Leicester Till I Die TV
for all the latest Leicester City news and information.
You can also subscribe on YouTube and various social media channels
for the latest updates and news on Leicester City Football Club.
Come on, you foxes.
Back of the net.
It didn't happen in 49, 61, 63 or 69 when they reached the final. But the class of 2021 have delivered. Leicester City are FA Cup winners at last and are history makers at Wembley.
A modern day football miracle. They have blown their rivals away. They have blown us all away in truth. Premier League champions 2016, the amazing Leicester City!
Till I Die TV, your first choice for everything Leicester City.
Tune in
and join in now.
And now, here's your host.
Right, Chris.
Oh, I am all right. How the devil are you all? I'd have taken that at the start, wouldn't you? 1-1. I think we're in the same position as we were with PSV. And the fact that we've got a draw at our place. Remember, away goals don't count anymore, which I've totally agree with. I think that was the most stupid rule ever. Well, one of them. So there's no away goals. It's 1-1. We go to their place in a week's time. Yes, it's going to be a cauldron. But do you know what? The pressure's going to be on them. They have got to, like Eindhoven, come at us. And if we can frustrate them and keep them, there's no reason we can't do to them what we did to Eindhoven at their place. We ain't out of this yet. we've got a really good chance of getting to a European final. It is the Europa Conference League on Leicester Till I Die TV.
It's the Europa Conference League semi-final first leg between Leicester City and Roma.
It is. Thanks, Dan. This is Leicester Till I Die TV. How the devil are you? Catch us on YouTube. Leicester Till I Die TV is the channel. Like, share, please, and subscribe. It does help the channel like you wouldn't believe. It really does. So please, if you would do that, we'd love you forevermore. And if you're going to be listening on your favorite podcast platform, because we are all over the place, just search Leicester Till I Die or ask your smart speaker to play the podcast Leicester Till I Die. We are, I think I searched a couple of times doing that. First time we were up first, second time, you're kind of Leicester City Football Club one was up first. We've got to allow that, really. This is where you can watch and find us. And please, please, like I say, if you haven't already, please subscribe on YouTube.
Watch us on YouTube. Listen on your favourite podcast platform. Or ask your smart speaker to play the podcast Leicester Till I Die.
Subscribe, like, follow and join in now.
Broadcasting live worldwide.
Mike, good evening to you. Big up, Chris. Sorry I couldn't tune in for watch along with doing my dad. I saw you were doing your dark stream, mate. Your channels for you come first every time. So totally, totally no problem with that. And as he says as well there, like, subscribe, share and comment your thoughts. Oh, Chris has a great channel. Thank you very much, Mike. Really do appreciate that. Renee, hey, Chris, how the devil are you today? I am happy. I've just done that watch along. And to be honest with you, for me, it was therapy, because if I was watching it on my own, I'd be walking up and down and pacing. But I was doing it with Josh, who's going to be my regular watch-along partner. So thanks to Josh for agreeing for that. And yeah, it was great. I feel like, to be honest with you, I know it's only half-time, but West Ham didn't win, and they were at home. Rangers, in fairness, they didn't win, but it was a 1-0 loss, but they were away from home. So fair play, put my teeth back in, fair play Rangers. That wasn't a bad result for you. I hope we win in Italy. Yeah, exactly, Rene. I knew Luckman would score. What happened to Castagna? Shoulder injury, apparently. I don't know how bad it is. He didn't look in too much pain. I think it was precautionary. Fofana and Luckman are my favourite players. You've got a good couple of choices there, Rene. As a Roma fan, I have to say you played well. And deserved a point at least, but I think we will be too strong at home. This is going to be interesting. Beats. I mean, follow me. Leicester Till I Die on Twitter is at Leicester TID. I'm guessing that you might be in this country. I could be wrong, but if you follow me at Leicester TID on Twitter, message me and we'll get something arranged and would love to have you on before the or during the game next week. So if you want to do that, that would be great. Mike, sorted. Yeah, cheers, mate. I saw you done that. It all works. Thank you. Anthony, 1-1 draw is not bad, Chris, but you know how to play against him in the second leg. I think if we do against what we did against PSV, we'll be all right. Last comment before I bring Brad in, who's sitting patiently. Hello, Chris. Tough game to not win. I thought we were screwed on too many fouls that we didn't get. Lots of good possession, but I'm just concerned we keep having to say we weren't clinical enough. Always. We've always got to say that. This is Luca. Hello, Luca. How the devil are you? Guess what, Luca? You're not wrong. That is very astute of you, because if we don't beat Roma in the second leg, we ain't through. Have you been taking lessons off Michael Owen?
Roma, we were strong enough. To be honest, we were strong enough against you. Anyway, let me bring him in. He's been waiting patiently. I say good evening to Brad. Brad, apparently we've got to win in Roma.
Well, you know what they say. You know, if you don't score more goals than your opponents, you won't win the game.
No, indeed. Lucas says we won't beat them. No, mate, you're just jealous. You've been coming on. You said that against PSV. And I know you're just coming on and trying to do to go fishing. But all I will say is, mate, how did you do in Europe this week? Of course, Arsenal, you weren't good enough, were you? No, I forgot that. Okay. Jack Linton, good evening. How the devil are you? Good game overall. Yes, it was. And, God, I can't get my words out. Michael, good evening, sir. How the devil are you? You're getting top four. Come back to me at the end of the season, Luca, and we'll see. We'll see if you're as confident and cocky as you are now. We will see. many laugh. Yeah, Arsenal. Do you know what? I'm sorry, Brad, and I know you're waiting very patiently to get in here, but do you think we should do something special for Luca?
Oh, yeah, I don't see why not. But, you know, we give so many special mentions to other teams. Why not bring Arsenal on the parade, eh, mate?
Yeah, why not?
Here it's time for the Daily Arsenal.
How long since Arsenal won the Premier League? Well, I'll tell you. Thank you for asking, Brad. 17 years, 34 days, 6 hours, 9 minutes, and 27 seconds, 29 seconds.
So if I've got this right, by the years you're telling me since they last won the Premiership, Leicester have been relegated, down to the third division, promoted, suffered two playoff heartaches, won the championship title, won the Premiership, won the FA Cup, and are in a European semi-final all in that time. And yet we've got an Arsenal fan trying to dampen the fact that we're playing a competition that they weren't even good enough to get into. What a 17 years you've had, Arsenal.
Couldn't have put it better myself. Talking about fans and putting things, I believe you were saying you've got something to say about some Leicester fans.
Yeah, I don't know if maybe there was a twinge of disappointment, which sounds weird because we played a very, very good Roma side.
Yes.
An experienced Roma side with a very experienced serial winner in Jose Mourinho. I don't know if there's a twinge of disappointment with the chances we created that we didn't actually come away with a lead for the second leg. But I just feel like some fans were nitpicking at mistakes for the sake of nitpicking when, I don't know, maybe they just went straight on social media and didn't check the results. But as you mentioned, Chris, Rangers, away from home or not, and they still have to score two goals at home and not concede to go through. Great result. If you're going to lose away from home, that's what you want to do, a tight 1-0, fair play. But they lost. West Ham were at home against Frankfurt. They lost 2-1. Marseille, the favourites or joint favourites of Roma to win this contest, they lost 3-2. Leicester didn't. Leicester just dominated a Roma side. And you know, you remember that PSV fan who said, oh, you wait until you come to our ground. And yeah, we said, well, if that's what you're offering, we ain't got much to worry about. And in the end, despite going 1-0 down, we didn't, did we? We never seemed to be in too much trouble to fight a goal. And we rightfully won that tie. If that's what Roma have to offer, yeah, I'm looking forward to beating them in Italy. I'm sorry, I really am. Because going forward and in the middle of the park, yeah, I'm not saying we had a perfect performance by any imagination. So there is things that we need to improve on in that second leg. We'll talk about them, obviously, tonight. But come on. I know we've had a few bad results, but this surely should be a game where we're going, yeah, it wasn't perfect, but I'm really happy. I just feel like there was a bit of a damp squid reaction to getting a 1-1 draw in a Europa League, in a semi-final, because that was really, really so much improvement from the Newcastle and Everton game. I can't include Villa because turning up and kicking the ball towards the goal was an improvement on the Villa performance. But on the Newcastle and Everton performance, it was such dramatic return to normal for Leicester in terms of aggression going forward. I just, can we not nitpick and try and find a fault with the performance and maybe enjoy it a bit more?
I mean, there was another huge team that today were probably thinking, thank God we got a draw, Man United 1, Chelsea 1. Mike says...
drawing with them on the dog to Man U.
Yeah, I think you predicted that as well, yes.
Yeah, I did. It's funny that, because I've been saying for weeks to him, because you know I'm on about Blue Podcast, and I said, am I forever going to have to celebrate being on 2 points? Well, I'm on for 3 points. I've moved up in the world. It's a glorious day.
Actually, this week in the prediction league, mate, you've got 8 points.
Oh, that's it. Strips on for... I'm taken back. I can't hear that. The celebration's a while.
Yeah, as Trump would say, call it off now. Mike says you look Italian. Maybe you'll burst into just one cornetto later, Mike. Del Boy, good evening, sir. How the devil are you? Another good mate is a Irish Arsenal fan. Just watch your language. He was on one the other day. Was Del Boy? I tell you what, he didn't have a jar big enough if he had to put a pound in for every swear word he said. Hey, welcome along, Del. Welcome along. Glad to have you on, Jack Linton. I've had a theory that we were deliberately underperforming to make Roma under it. Yes, possibly. If Roma had watched that Villa game, they would have thought, this is going to be a piece of piss. But I tell you what, first, before we go any further, I've got to give credit where credit due and total respect to Jose, and I'm guessing it was one of the Roma directors. Before the game, they went and laid a wreath at the statue of Vichai. And do you know what? Clubs don't have to do that. They really don't. There's nothing that says they've got to do that. The statue went up. It wasn't an anniversary or anything like that. The statue had gone up a few weeks ago. I just think it was a lovely moment. It was a lovely moment. And it's very easy to criticise other managers, other things. But I just wanted to say I've got respect for Jose when he did that. And then he pretty much... return to form. At one point, I think he was going to run down the pitch again. He was chasing the fourth official.
It was nice to see Jose with a smile on his face. I know he's not everybody's favourite person in the world, but I've always liked the manager. Yes, he's sometimes spoke some nonsense, but the man's, sometimes you say, you forgive a player for having an ego when they're like got 300 goals and they got this record and they've done this. And maybe you forgive his arrogance sometimes. Well, it's just him as a character. He's a serial winner, but he's always been a gentleman first. And I smiled when I saw it on Twitter, and I did retweet it from their official. There was no special occasion for it. There was no connection between Roma and Leicester. The fact that they even acknowledged it and put a mention on it, let alone put a wreath up.
As Del Boy said there, it was a great touch. It really was. And I think we should just acknowledge these things when they do it. Rennie says it's exciting to see Leicester in the final. We're not there yet, mate. We're not there. David says, hi, Dan. Totally behind you and Burnley and keeping... Oh, we're not talking Burnley tonight. We're not talking Burnley. They're safe. Yeah. They're up.
Tell your son to stop getting chatting up in the chat.
Yes, yeah. They're off now. They're all talking.
Oh, God. Having a mother meeting in the chat.
Tell me, you picked the team yesterday, and I agreed on a lot of it with you. What did you think of the team when it came out? I mean, we knew Vardy was going to start. We knew he couldn't leave Tielemans, Maddison and Dewsbury Hall out, because I think he should have left them out for Villa, to be honest with you. looking at that as the starting lineup, I was quite happy.
I got my wish. Lukman played.
Yep.
He is my favourite. I know it might be a weird sentence to say, but it seems to be fresh. If I've got a little football man crush, I think it's safe to say if you watch my Twitter feed, every time that guy scores or does anything, I'm there cheering Lukman on. I was very happy to see him. I'm gutted for him because it's gone down as an own goal.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
But it was a Leicester player that scored it, Mancini. So, you know, doesn't matter. You know, Mancini scored.
I said at the start, they've got three players we knew about. Mitrovic, was it from Man United? Smalling, and obviously, what's the guy up front? Abrahams.
Yeah, Tammy Abraham from Chelsea.
They had two really old players there in Mancini and Pellegrini. And I thought they did well to get them out of retirement. Pellegrini scored against us.
But honestly, and I know I was listening to the watch along. Well, I was listening to the build up to the watch to the game with you and Josh. And it, as nice as it was, and you could see the difference in having Jamie Vardy in that lone striker thing. And I know we're going to touch on it a bit, but Josh made the point that, with the greatest respect, we've not missed him as much as we would have the last two seasons, where he's been absolutely pivotal because we've had that work for us from behind. But it was so nice to see him in the lineup. In the most unfortunate way, I also got my wish with Justin having to come on for Castagne. I'm hoping that's just like a twinge. He didn't feel right. Maybe he was running with some discomfort, and Brendan, because I think we were 1-0 down at that point as well, weren't we?
Brendan, it was his shoulder. And I think if you're a defender, you've got to be careful, obviously, because you're just going to be having people barge into you, you know. Yeah. I'm just going to have a look now while you're chatting and just see if there's any news on that at all.
Yeah, but I mean, again, very, you know, put it on repeat, but I was very happy with the lineup. It was, you know, I mean this in the nicest way. I was glad to see Barnes not start. I think that allows us to throw oppositions off that maybe plan for our picked players, I guess, you know, the ones that sort of seem to pick themselves at times, like Barnes and Jory. I understand why Jory played, but I would like to have maybe had that depth there available. I know we've discussed about other players, but lack of game time, going MIA for whatever reason, and Brendan's plans, it wasn't feasible for anyone to step in there. But I was really happy with it. And, you know, Albrighton took a bit of stick as well at half-time from some fans. He didn't have his greatest game, I admit, but I understood why he started. He probably, you know, we talked about it in the pre-match, didn't we? And I went quite aggressive and quite attacking on both sides. And people were suggesting, we may be a bit defensive. So I understood why Albrighton was playing. So I was still very happy with the starting 11. But by God, and I'm sure you'll let me talk about it in a minute, I'm not even joking here. Miner's going in goal because he's not the tallest. I reckon Fofana could play anywhere on that field. Because that guy knocks a ball 15 yards in front of himself, and before the ball's got to the 15-yard line, he's already there waiting on it, going, come on, hurry up, I passed you 2 minutes ago. Where are you?
Yeah.
He's so quick. He's unbelievable how he... I mean, you forget that he passes that ball 15 yards in front of himself and it's not stuck to his feet. He's not dribbled it 15 yards. No. He's gone, you know what? I fancy a race. Ball, go. And he chases after it and he gets there and he does it with such ease. You're like, hold on a minute. He's just passed that into nowhere and still got there first.
Yes,
That guy could be the answer in that midfield. Talk about your versatile player.
Cheers, Dale boy. Totally. I mean, you know, when I'm doing the watch along, I get frustrated, as any fan does, and you know, I could complain about the passes going missing and that final ball, etc. But in the big scheme of things, let's have a look at this. Is a positive result. So I'm not going to sort of sit here and nitpick that this pass didn't go through and that pass didn't go through, and what have you. Just going to read you some comments from Twitter here at James Coe and a lot of numbers. We perform really well. I reckon we'll have Roma. Kel Power Stadium, we played so well, need to make the dominance count. Brendicon deserve more, but a draw isn't all bad. I love this one from Neil Hassel. Oh, well, Roma wasn't built in the day. Love it, Neil. LCFC Keeney, not bad. Got to go all in on that game on Thursday. And Beardo 95, all to play for next week. Come on, City. I mean, I'm going to ask you this because I was talking about this with Josh and he made this point and I totally agree with him. We got Tottenham at the weekend at obviously their stadium. Not a place when we played away, wherever it was, whether it was White Hart Lane or the Tottenham Stadium, where we actually do well. It's almost like a free hit. I don't care whether we, well, obviously I care whether we win or lose. Of course I do. But if we lose, I'm not going to be crying into my soup. And let's give some of these players, well, three players in particular, KDH, Tillemans and Madison, let's give them a game off for God's sake.
The problem is it's easier said than done because, as we've said, there's no Ndidi. Mendy will go back in, so you can rest Youri Tillemans. You don't have to have him babysit Mendy. No. So disrespectful to Mendy because he's been brilliant whenever he's played for us.
Yeah.
You know, there might be the odd performance in there, but he hasn't lit the world on fire or had his greatest game. But more often than not, he's been very, very solid for us. Play Mendy, play Choudhury. You maybe don't have a three-man midfield because I don't see a way that we get three. I don't see Tomorrow playing. But then Brendan did say in his pre-match before the game, the only injury concerns he's got are what he already knew, which is Ndidi and Bertrand, the Englishman, not the Frenchman, Chris. Bertrand.
Bertrand. Do you mean the French World Cup winner, Rion Bertrand, by any chance?
Yeah, Rion Bertrand, yeah. Mm. I wish he was French. They're half decent, aren't they? At stuff. Unfortunately, he's injured and he's English and he's a bit. Yeah. But and Jakubovic, our third choice goalkeeper, is the only injury he's got. So maybe you could see it, but then that's really defensive lineup, isn't it? Having Choudhury, Mendy, and Samori in there.
So yeah, but does it matter? I mean, we're not going to qualify. We know with those results we've just had, Newcastle, Everton, Villa, we are not in any form going to be high enough to qualify for Europe. So our only way we can do it is by being some. So, and you know, somebody said they put the under-17s out. I'm not saying put the under-17s out, but when you look at that, let's give them a rest. It doesn't matter whether we, obviously I want to win it, obviously, but it isn't the end of the world. So let's give those fringe players who we might need to come on against Roma at some point, give them the game. And, you know, we gave the kids the game against Watford and we won that 4-1 in the cup. So, you know, a couple of hellos quickly. Sorry, mate. Doug, check out the Dugout Football channel. Yeah, he's a Liverpool fan, but it's a great channel. Welcome along, mate. Almighty Plus Ankit, thanks for joining us. Good point for you tonight. Again, Almighty Blues FC is a Chelsea channel, but both of those, both Doug and Ankit, do a lot of non-team coverage. And Ankit does cricket if you're into cricket. I can never hear it, to be honest with you.
Ankit, I don't know what his opinions are on the English one because I know he's. I don't know if he follows it just globally or here's the team, but I'll get him to comment in there and you can tell me what he says afterwards. What's his opinions on Ben Stokes being made England captain? Just put.
No.
Welcome to Leicester City Cricket FC.
No. I've said this. I'm going to say this to you, Brad.
Don't interrupt me, cunt. I see.
You do not get to mention cricket. Take cricket out of my wife's mouth.
No, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to say anything. Oh, dear. Anyway, we're moving on.
We are. Honestly, that's the quickest way to get banned from the channel. Start talking cricket. Doug, I'm just trying to find Doug. Doug has arrived. And you know what Doug's like. I thought the new U2 sat nav. It's rubbish. The streets have no names, and we still haven't found what I'm looking for.
That is actually worse than Dan's one that he put in your watch along.
Yes, it is. I tell you, somebody who enjoys it though. Anyway, we've got a football game to talk about here. Please no more. Please no more. Yeah, Doug, I agree. Cricket talk is banned. And anybody who mentions anything about cricket in the chat will get a 5-minute suspension. Anyway, I mean, so happy with the team. We start off, and I thought we started well. I thought we went at them. We seemed to dominate for the first sort of 10 minutes or so, and then we let them in it. And I just thought when they scored, it was just too easy.
Yeah, it was. So like you said, for the first 10 minutes, so just quickly touch on them first 10 minutes. You know, you saw the difference in what Vardy has in his locker that maybe Iheanacho, I know he's a different type of striker, but in terms of the strikers we've got, Iheanacho and Daka don't quite have. And that's that smart ghosting in runs that they make. And maybe it's because he's been playing longer with the likes of Albrighton and Ricardo, especially than Daka has, but Iheanacho as well. But he did make a difference. He stretched the back line, and we looked really into it. I mean, I don't actually know if Roma got a corner the whole game, which is the first thing that Roma must have been told to do with our record against defending set pieces. So that's one thing that was impressive to note. But yeah, it was, and it's something, unfortunately, that I don't know if it's a thing that's been happening all season, we just haven't really talked about it, or if it was something that was subconsciously in the players' minds thinking about game management. And unfortunately, one indecisive moment made a potentially good decision into a really poor one from Ricardo, because Fofana was out of position. He was probably caught flat-footed, probably anticipating Ricardo going in and either challenging him and giving away a foul or throw in, or maybe better winning the ball, and he got caught out of sorts. And although we didn't give them the chances like you said, Chris, I remember when we played Rand, you know, you said the same with Randers and Rennes and even against PSV, you was concerned that Leicester giving them sort of chances to a better opposition, with the greatest respect to the three teams we played before it, a better team would punish us. Now, although Roma didn't have as many chances as we afforded them, it did happen, didn't it? They had that one chance, and they are a better side, with the greatest of respects to PSV, Rennes and Randers.
Yeah.
And they took it.
Yeah, I mean, we had 13 shots, they had 4.
Yeah, and it's probably, you know, you're talking 92 minutes, and I've read a few articles after the game, you know, not entirety, because, you know, like BBC flaps one out and they say more to follow because they're doing a lot. But every single one of them, Leicester dominated, Leicester dominant Leicester. And it just showed in that, and it just shows you how good and how impressive a side Roma are in these sort of competitions, because that is the only moment that I would happily say was a moment that Leicester fans can bemoan, because they didn't do anything after it. Oh, no, sorry, Kasper had that save when Mark was in my mouth, and I thought, God's sake, they're going to have 2 shots and score 2 goals here, and he saved it. That aside, that there was 2 moments, one we did right, one we did wrong, and you know, it's the only reason we probably haven't won the game tonight.
Yes. I mean, Bronzy, hello, how the devil? Not seen you for ages. In fact, I was looking at an old video the other day, and the comments obviously still come up, and I thought, I've not seen the Bronze Plumber for ages. And then, poof, like magic, there you are. Feeling confident for Rome, but don't play Vardy until the last 30 minutes. They'll hack his legs off, draw the yellow cards with fitter and younger players. I mean, if you said that we were going to play Roma in the semi-final, we're going to literally, and I'll say play them off the park may be a bit strong, but, you know, we had 2/3 of the possession against them. We had over 3 times as many shots. 3 times of them were big chances. We had nearly 300 more passes. And, all right, you know, you could argue that they're around the back and what have you. You know, we had 11 corners to their one. And I've got to be honest with you, you'd look at that normally and say, well, how the hell was that only a 1-1? But This is Roma. They're not stupid. Jose's been around the block quite a few times. And I think, to be honest with you, that was a performance that the boys could be proud of.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And you know what, Chris? You say maybe you can't say it, but I don't think you're too far off the mark. I think we really did play Roma off the park. Now, maybe if he's still in the comments, the Roma fan can tell us a bit more and educate us on how Roma played. But I cannot believe that I have just watched Leicester play in a game in Europe in a semi-final.
Yeah.
And they've had, on paper, a stronger opposition throwing the bodies on the line. Because it wasn't like, you know, Rupert has made great saves, and a few of them shots were a bit high wide and not at all Hampson, as they may say on commentary. But they were throwing bodies on the line. There was 8-9 men behind the ball. They were struggling to cope with Leicester's. And the biggest difference between league games gone by and tonight was we might have had 500 touches, but we moved it forward so much better. And honestly, like I said, their goal and that chance in the last couple of minutes, which Casper did well with, you know, if you'd have said to me, Brad, I'm not going to tell you who's done what, but here's the stats. Yeah. Guess which one had the 13 shots, and guess which one had the 6 or 7 big chances. I'd have gone Roma day long.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, we've dug in, we've got a lead. I'd have probably guessed that Leicester went 1-0 up, and then it will flood of Roma attacks, and they eventually got the equaliser. So in the end, it was all the other way around. And again, had we not had that moment of indecisive and Fofana not being caught out of position, we'd be talking about being 1-0 up going into Italy. And that's saying a hell of a lot. And again, you want to nitpick at it, go ahead and nitpick at it. Again, I will just remind you, Rangers won. Rangers 0, Leipzig 1. West Ham at home lost 2-1. Marseille, the favourites of this competition, lost 3-2. Liverpool, Man City and Leicester are the only British sides in European competition that got a positive result.
Definitely.
Just remember that one, the way we played tonight, taking that to Italy. Because if we play like that, mate, 3-0 Leicester, we'll wipe the floor with them at their own ground, playing like that.
When we were 1-0 down, I mean, when West Ham went 1-0 down, obviously after 5 minutes, they got it back to 1-0. We went 1-0 down. Rangers were 0-0. And I said, I'd hate us at the end of this game that we were the only British team this week that lost. We didn't. And you've got to take that. You've got to take that. Putting up there, that's just sort of the match summary there, so people can see what happened, when, where, and how. To me, I mean, the Leicester of 3 or 4 months ago, first goal went in, then, to be honest with you, we'd have crumbled. But that goal went in, we lost Castagna, Justin came on, you wouldn't have noticed any difference, it was a seamless change. I just think that's one of the, I know we didn't win it, but it's still one of the best performances of the season.
Oh yeah, and it's a bit hard given everything that's happened.
Cheers, Mike.
Compare that to like to saying, oh, had we done that 6 months ago, four or five months ago, we'd have fallen apart. We also have to remember we didn't have an Ndidi, we didn't have a Fofana, we didn't have a Justin, we didn't have a Vardy at that point. We didn't have a lot of players like we haven't all season. Like I said, because we're actually enjoying, and I don't want to say it, don't jinx it, but we're actually enjoying a rich vein of help wealth at Leicester. And not talking financially, I'm talking the players. I know Castagne's come off an injury today, but again, Brendan's always actually been wanting to be quite cautious over the last year and a half or so. We've taken players off, not wanting to aggravate an injury. Again, like you said, being a wing back, chasing back, you don't want someone digging their elbow in because you're going to go down and not get the free kick because you're not trying to win the free kick because he's hurt your shoulder more and he's out for the season. We don't want that. So I understand that. And again, you're
right. Let's be honest with you, their players are going to target his shoulder if they know what it is, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I tell you what, I've got a question for you, Brad.
I'm glad.
I'm
glad. We have crap show. You don't have any questions for me.
But this is something that Josh asked me in the watch along. And
Tyson Fury.
Oh, Tyson Fury, indeed. Indeed. Do you know, he said, like, who's going to go in the summer? And, or who do you want to go, I should say, in the summer? And you know what? I know Brendan's been saying about having a big clear out, et cetera, et cetera. But we know Tielemans is probably likely to go. I was struggling. I could only name Perez and Vestergaard that I wanted to go. I think we've got, when they're all fit, we've got a great squad. I don't think this huge, you know, change of squad that he said at the start of the season, now we've got everybody back, is needed. I mean, what are your thoughts?
It's a good question. Who do I
Take care. Thanks very much.
Who do I want to go? Shockingly enough, I don't want Vestergaard to go because, yes, look, and I know people are going to go, oh, he was shocking. How can you say that? He got chucked in. He wasn't expected to play many games at all this season. He probably came here with a very understanding that Brendan was going to, what you call a utility player. Someone who you're going to give him a Wes Morgan treatment to. You're going to play him in cup games. You're going to rotate him in around the busy Christmas periods, etc. When fixtures pile up. But he's going to get sparing game time, you know. And to be fair, in them last couple of bits of appearances that we saw of him, he actually looked like he remembered how to do his job properly, which is proven. So I wouldn't want to see him go. Plus, like you said, we had 11 corners today. And apart from, I think it was Lukman's header, I don't think we actually threatened their goal with one directly from it. So I would maybe like to see, and wouldn't it be funny, Chris, 93rd minute, he puts Vestergaard on, does a Martin O'Neill, sends him up front, and Vestergaard adds in the winner.
I was watching the Derby playoff final, when Steve Walsh played up front and they were saying defender turned striker. I mean, he is sick. I agree in the fact that he hasn't been given a chance. He's had injuries when we signed him and he came into a team where you didn't know what your playing partner was going to be week in, week out, you know. So, he does deserve a bit longer to try. Bronze, how come Barnes didn't come off until, I'll be honest with you, come on until 60 minutes. I haven't been impressed with Barnes for the last couple of games. He's been swapped on and off with Luckman. He's been taken off for Luckman, but obviously came on today, put the cross in. So,
I realised I didn't actually answer your question because I went on. About
you did. Vestergaard. You did. I was going to come back to it.
In terms of who I want to go, and again, you have to remember, whoever we do get rid of, we're going to have to go out there and replace them anyway. So even if we start in Lukman, I still don't feel that Perez is a player that A, wants to be a utility player that's going to play every 6-7 weeks, come on for 20 minutes here and there and get one start and chucked out. I don't think he's top 10 material, which is where Leicester are. If we really analyse the squad, we're top 10 that can easily break into the top 6 sort of squad. We're one of them sort of teams at the moment. He's not good enough. I would sell him. I don't think that comes as a shock to anybody.
No.
And
I think just I on the Perez say, point, so just to say on the Perez yeah. point, when we played Newcastle earlier in the season and end of last season as well, and this was before the takeover and before they could now, if they wanted to, they could go and buy Messi, let's be honest with you. But even before, when I was saying, please take Perez back, I don't think there was one Newcastle fan that would want him back. And that kind of sums him up.
Yeah, it does. And that's what I mean. Look, people know that I've not been the kindest when it comes to Perez and my opinions on him, but it's just because I'm not saying he can't play in the Premier League. Well, yeah. I mean, for Leicester, he is. If he goes to a Southampton, I doubt they'd want him for his Newcastle connections and whatnot. But if he went to a mid-table club, maybe if he went to sit on the bench at Crystal Palace and come on for Wilfred Zaha when he goes missing, he'd benefit and he'd play better there and he'd probably get freedom to play in the role he prefers. Might work out for him now. I'm not saying he doesn't have the quality to be some form of Premier League player. It's just not here. It's not on the Leicester mantra. And this is going to sound horrible, but I'd actually want to see Choudhury move on, because in terms of development, he's getting on a bit now. He's not that player that we're still waiting to get etched into the team. It's like we've been sat here for 2 seasons now, waiting for him to get up running the team and keep it. We've seen it with others, and he's just not really been able to find it. And I personally, thinking about it as if I was Choudhury, if I feel I'm good enough to play at this level week in, week out, or the majority of it, then I might have to swallow the bitter pill and realise it's not going to be with my home club. It's not going to be with my childhood club. If I'm happy to do that, then fine, keep him, be the utility player. But if not, he needs to go in the summer.
Yeah.
I wonder for Mendy as well, despite his efforts and what he does. I wonder if he'll get sick of not knowing where he stands. But after that, apart from the inevitable elephant in the room, maybe if we win this competition, who knows? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Come on, lads, let's beat Roma and whoever we get the final. But mindset that aside, I really struggle.
Yeah. I don't
know where this big clear out comes from, unless it's from maybe
Yaku. I said exactly the same. I said Perez, yes. And I kind of said Vestergaard tongue in cheek, but I did actually add that on to say, he's not had the best of year yet, and he should maybe given another season. Ron said a year ago, I thought sell Chilwell, but he's had some good performances. He has. And I think if Mendy goes, I don't think he will. But anyway, that was just something to ask. Back to the game. No changes at halftime, which obviously he did against PSV successfully. But he didn't make the changes at halftime. He waited till the usual 60 minutes. And we got this goal back, which unfortunately, and I say unfortunately, it was awarded as an own goal. And I felt a bit, a bit bad for Luckman.
Yeah, I did. I'm sure the lads and himself aren't overly bothered. I'm sure it's a little bit gutted, but he's not going to have another little tally next to his name. But I think when you're looking at a player like who's a loanee, I think Brendan's not exactly going to go, oh, well, you didn't score that goal. Unlucky, mate. I'm going to have to mark that down. He's going to look at the fact that he got across his boat. He was the only one, realistically, in a position that was going to do anything. He causes the goal. If anything, he causes the goal. And again, if he's made contact with that, and it's not like the ball was going that way and all of a sudden it's pinged in the opposite direction. Yeah. I think he's very harsh that it's not been given a goal because it's on target, whatever connection he's got.
At the end of the day, he made the Roma defender or whoever it was, he made him make that challenge because of his positioning. Yeah,
exactly. And if he doesn't do that, Lukman gets the goal. So like I said, he's done everything that he's been asked to by Brendan to in that position, which is put the ball in the net. Now, whether that's come about from Mancini sliding it into his own net or he's folded it into a net, it was only going one way, wasn't it? And that's the thing you have to look at. That. And that's the thing that Brendan will notice. He will be patting him on the back. He'll be bigging him up. And I hope he is bigging him up anyway. I hope he's bigging him up after that. You know, I hope when he came off, he was really giving him praise for what he did, because there was only one outcome. And I could see it from the moment Barnes, the ball got through. I was already cheering before the ball hit the net, because with everything that Lukman done, there was only one place that ball was ending up, and it was in the back of the net. So, great, great work. And you know what? Well done, Brendan. You're not a bellend, Brendan. No one would ever on this channel call you a bellend for your tactics and substitutions. No. Brilliant. Genius.
I hold my hand up. I did, and I would again if he made that same choice. But I also gave him a lot of praise against PSV Eindhoven when he made the changes, and he did. I think it was earlier when Vardy was on, and there was a shot that was taken. We seem to be taking a lot of long, shots from out the area and what have you. And, not really using Vardy as best we could. And I think, we brought him back. Why aren't we playing to his strengths? Maybe that was Roma and Jose not letting us. But there was a shot on goal. I think it was Maddison. And the goalkeeper spilt it. He didn't hold on to it. And there was Vardy and a defender both running for it. And I'm thinking, if this wasn't Vardy's first game back, he would have probably got that. I couldn't be mad at him because it's his first game back. Come on, he's had any game time. But I would have liked to have seen a fit Vardy going in for that. And he'd have put it away.
Let's put it this way. The keeper won't, if a keeper drops one on next Thursday, he ain't going to have an unfit Vardy. He's going to have a fully fit Vardy running at him, because I can imagine that Vardy will play some part against Tottenham for two reasons. He loves scoring past them, and it's critical. I think he'll get 20 minutes at the end of it. I'm not saying he's going to start, but he'll be playing on some, when we play.
Yeah. He likes a goal against Tottenham, doesn't he? Yeah. Bron said there, Lukman deserves a contract. We're all saying that, We weren't sure about Under, and Josh said, is he, they play so many games, we had to sign him. I don't think that's necessarily true, but, we started, Under had one good game, and that basically was it. Lukman's putting the performances week in, week out. Anthony, you have my sympathy here. Night lads, in bed now. Missus is snoring and farting away. I get a big up for putting up with it. You can get this, Anthony. You said, does that sound familiar? Mate.
Actually, get some noise-canceling headphones, then you can listen to the old show without the snoring.
See, the other thing, Anthony, pad the quilt down. Because she turns over and there's a gap. Oof, when it comes out, they're the worst. I'll tell you, they are the worst. Brendan Rodgers, talking of him, speaking to BT Sport afterwards. I thought we played ever so well, really dominated the game, very pleased with the performance. You want to start well, bring your tempo and intensity to the game. The only thing missing was the final bit of quality in the final third. But we've been saying that all summer, haven't we? We really worked them and opened up the space as well. The Roma back line of five midfield in front of that, some of our play was excellent. It was just that final pass or combination play to get us in. We've come through a couple of legs against two outstanding teams. We're really good in our game, and that gives us great confidence going into the second leg. I cannot argue with that at all.
No, I can't argue with it. And you know what? Yeah, we made some, people might say, needless passes where we try to play that inch-perfect killer pass. But the last 3 weeks, last 3 games at least, we've been moaning that we've not played these passes. Well, and again, maybe talking, and and we've been moaning that we've been trying to walk it into the net. So, yeah, whilst they didn't come off, when Leicester have played at their best, Chris, if people really think about it, when we've had controlling performances, when we've been the better side, and when we've scored 2-3 goals in the game, we've made them killer passes, and killer passes have got them in behind. And again, maybe I'm like, I don't know if he's commented since. I don't know if he's still here. Maybe he's nipped off.
He's not replied. So I'm guessing he's gone. Yeah.
But if Roma play like that every week, and that's how they set up to play every week, then I would be worried if I'm a Roma fan. Yeah, you're at home. And you'll be wanting the crowd behind you, and that. Now I'm sure you'll play with if I was a Roma fan, I'd be hoping they played with a higher tempo going forward.
Yeah.
But that also leaves the gaps, and then that gap between the midfield and their defence is stretched a bit more. Them killer passes come off. I'd rather us try them and have 2 or 3 come off and score a goal or two from them than us try and walk it in the net like we've done over the last 3 games.
Yeah. I mean, totally. Just looking there, man of the match, according to the BBC, was Tammy Abraham. Best player was Dewsbury Hall. We'll come on to that in a second. Hi to Nippon. How the devil are you? I'll pass your message on, Nippon, after the show. When I was watching the game, I mean, I was getting frustrated. And I'm a fan, and fans are allowed to get frustrated.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we'd pass the ball. So one pass, we tried to pass the ball through to the striker, probably Vardy, but it was a long pass and there was 2 Roma players either side that just came in and got the ball. Yeah. Mm. And I'm thinking like, come on, this is schoolboy stuff. But like I say, you can be too critical at times. And yes, at the time, I'm thinking, what the bloody hell are you doing? But when you look back on the whole 90 minutes, we saw those stats earlier. I have to say, you've got to say sort of what a performance, really. I'm just going to bring these up here because I really need to get my teeth right, don't I? Footmob.com. Unfortunately, didn't have the graphics for the show tonight, but I suppose with it being in Europe. Leicester playing a 4-3-3. They've got our star player there as Fofana on 7.6. And they had Zawiski as the man of the match on 8.
Hold on.
I'm holding.
maybe someone can explain this to me, because that's really hurt my brain in confusion and it fucking pissed me off. How the fuck has a Roma player come out with a man of the match on 2 match reports? We battered them, we dominated them. They didn't do anything with a forward, so it's absolutely fucking laughable that Abraham's been given man of the match by one of them. How was a striker that couldn't manage to pick his nose, let alone a shot on goal? It's absolute fucking farce. That's pissed me off, mate.
You say what you think, Brad. Say what you think.
Fucking idiots put these man of matches, giving it to a Roman player. They got battered into submission by them.
Let me just get you back into play. Just calm down. Let me just play you some soothing music. Nobody's denying they know what that is, but they're all trying.
Every time we play it, mate, I love it, because I can just imagine people sat there giggling and their wives looking at them going, oh yeah, found that funny. I can just imagine the grassing them up without knowing it, mate.
but yeah, I agree. I mean, football's about opinions. It's a matter of opinions, isn't it, Brad?
I
agree totally. I don't think any of their players should have got man of the match. The BBC one is voted for, obviously, by fans. And I don't think there was that many Roma fans that click onto the BBC. And that one is developed, as I say, it's obviously somebody, whoever's working the match for Footmob. But I don't agree with that. Keith,
again, read the BBC report. a dominant Leicester display who controlled the second half, man of the match as a Roma player. That's just like, did the person who typed that report have a really intelligent brain and then just get whacked round the side of the head as he went to type in his man of the match and forgot what game he thought?
Quite possibly.
Don't even say a team's dominant and the better side, but pick the opposition to have a man of the fucking match. It's just so, oh, that's not even, it's not even a matter of opinion. It's a matter of stupid.
Well, I, in fairness, the match news report was not from them, thank God. It was from somebody else. You know, Keith made a good evening, Keith. How are you? I don't know if I'm trying to think if I've seen you before. If not, please do subscribe to the channel. It would be a great help. He says Vardy should not have played. I think, yes, he should. He didn't get the service that he probably would have wanted. But do you know what? When Roma looked at that and saw Vardy's name on the team sheet, they're like, hang on, if he's saying Nacho should have started. I respect your opinion, Keith. I think this game, it was not necessarily even made for Vardy, but I think putting him on, the Roma players go, shit, Vardy's back. And, you know, when Vardy makes those runs, he takes one or two defenders with him, leaving gaps with others. Maybe it didn't work brilliantly this tonight, but yeah, I mean, you know, we said last night on the preview, Brad, we would have started him, wouldn't we?
Yeah, and look, now this is where someone can have an opinion and it's actually sensible, because Keith, I can see where he's coming from.
Because
it's easy to sit here now after watching the game and go, I mean, in that first 10 minutes, he did exactly what you just said, Chris. He dragged the Roma defence with him and he won us three corners pretty much on his own in the first 10 minutes, didn't he? At one point, I thought it was Vardy. I thought we was FC Vardy City taking on Roma the way he was going about his business. And you wouldn't have begrudged with a five-man midfield had Brendan chosen to start the game with a deep lane forward in Acho, because obviously in Acho comes a lot more, you know, in the engagement of the attack, he's a lot deeper than Vardy. Vardy does come and retrieve the ball, but again, his pace and his position where he interacts when he engages with the ball is a lot higher up the pitch than it is Nacho's. But I was not surprised to see Vardy to start for that reason. Because if the plan's to get in behind and get at Roma early doors, you want that pace runner. And Dak probably needs a little bit of time away from that 11 or from the pitch just to get him, build his confidence up a little bit and keep developing a little bit. So in terms of options for the way we were going to go about it, I'm glad that Vardy started, but I would have understood had Nacho started the game. But there was no way in this occasion, when you've got a fully fit Jamie Vardy at your disposal, that you're not going to play Vardy in some places. And I think he was always going to start if that was the option, and it was.
Yeah.
It
was, and he played with it 60-odd minutes before he came off, which is usual for Brendan. He makes those changes on about the 60 minutes, doesn't he? If he hadn't started Vardy and he started Nacho, and again, I would understand why, because Nacho definitely does hold the ball up. That's one of his strengths, because he's a different kind of striker to Vardy. But I think if we'd have lost that and we hadn't started Vardy, I think Brendan would have been looking for his balls that ran by the King Power, because I think people would have chewed them off, to be honest with you. And I think he got it spot on. Talking of getting it spot on, we'll just have a quick jingle and then we'll have a look at our own manager team ratings and who our man of the match is as well.
It's the Europa Conference League semi-final first leg between Leicester City and Roma.
Somebody's got a nice, sexy, deep voice there, haven't they? As you know, Alan Bennett, he does this for us. He's at the game, so he sees it completely different to me. And Brad, you know, he sees more of us going off on the ball, and he gives us these ratings and choices straight after the match. So there's no thinking time. He doesn't go home and consider it. He watches the game, and as he's leaving, ba-dum, he sends me these through. And I think he's got it spot on, and I think you're in agreement as well, Brad. Man of the match, James Maddison. He did look to be all over the place and getting involved. And the manager and team, 8 each.
Yeah, you know, Alan, if you're watching, don't get too excited, mate, because it only happens once in a blue moon. Like with me and Steve Linex when he's on for the predictions. But I agree with you, Alan. So well done, mate. You got that spot on. The fans in the stands and the fans at home both agree. There, you heard it first. You can clip it. But no, honestly, it was right. I mean, Bradley got the subs right. He made the changes at the right time. He obviously would have preferred not to have had to be forced into one in 10 minutes. But even then, you could say that was made at the right time because he didn't risk his Stanier seeing if he could get through to 45 before taking him off. So, no. Yeah, credit where it's due. Sometimes we get a bit frustrated that he makes his changes at the hour. But given everything that you said, one eye thinking about resting for Spurs and still trying to offer players like Vardy a bit more game time in that game. Management was right. The change in formation was a little bit right. I think today he allowed Yuri and Maddison a bit more freedom on the park because Maddison wasn't quite hugging that right side like he has been and Yuri was a bit more expressive. So I just wonder if maybe that will be the plan for Roma, you know, in the away leg. Because I enjoyed watching them two play tonight. It was, you know, it was kind of rolling back the months and years, wasn't it, with them two? Because they just seemed to be a little bit more comfortable in being allowed to do what they can do when they've got the ball at the feet. So, yeah, I was very happy for Maddison. So my condolences to Kieran Dewsbury Hall because he was probably on for a record breaking 15th man of the match in a row or however. Someone else has to take his award off him tonight. So
Keith, I'm just going to say, Keith here, when you come on the show, we allowed you to have your opinion. And we put your opinion up there, out there for discussion. We respected your opinion. So please, when you type your reply, You show respect and respect the opinion of Brad and myself. There's no need to use that and say that at all, Keith. It's your opinion. We were kind enough to put you and your opinion out there. Respond to the opinion. Do not use that sort of language. You know.
I'm not sure what it is he said, but Keith, first of all, if you're saying something offensive, clean your ears out and give your head a wobble, mate, because I was actually in respect and response to your point of not playing Vardy. I even made the case for why you was actually right in potentially not wanting to start him. Yeah. So give your fucking head a wobble and clean your ears out, you daft sod. If you're going out here just blotting on over your keyboard and swearing like a child, then
he's having a 5 minute timeout, so you maybe have a chance to have think about it.
You know what? Go and take your nap at nursery, mate, if that's your attitude.
Yeah. Bronze plumber, Maddison shooting was poor. Well, let's just have a look at Maddison because I've got his individual stats up here. Oh, I've got it all here. You see the power at my fingertips. He got a 7.3 for the match, which I think was fair enough. He played 90 minutes. His accurate passes was 51 out of 59. So he had 59 passes, 51 of them were accurate. That's 86%. And he had one key pass as well. Shot accuracy, I mean, he had only had two shots. So he's saying that his shooting was poor. He only had two shots. Four of his shots were blocked. He had 82 touches. Successful dribbles, 4 out of 4. Accurate crosses was only 1 out of 7. So you could probably say his crosses weren't brilliant. Accurate long balls, 2 out of 4. And he had 4 corners and he made 3 recoveries and ground jewels that he won, 5 out of 5. And he lost his aerial jewels, but he was only involved in one aerial jewel. So I don't think that's bad, Brad. I don't think that's bad at all.
No. Well, you're getting exactly what you desire from your number 10. And you probably say, you know, if you want to be the perfect finish article, the one thing I would agree with Bronze's comment there is, the one thing that annoys me is, and look, he's got a lovely ability, especially from a dead ball situation, to curve the ball with the side of his foot out of reach and into the top corner. Yes. But sometimes when he does it, I just, especially in open play, I'm just thinking, would it not kill you to just put your laces through it? Because sometimes you can hit a shot with the laces, it's about mid-high, middle of the goal, or slight to the right or left of the goalkeeper, but you hit it so well that before the keeper can react, it's past them and it's in the net. And sometimes they're better than trying to float it and place it into the top corner, because even one of the shots that he had that was just wide, the way the keeper was kind of nonchalantly skipping to that corner, yeah, like when Schmeichel does that and he kind of just jogs over because he knows it's going wide. I didn't feel like it was ever threatening the goal. I felt like even if it had been on target, the goalkeeper would have had all the time the ball to get over there. And sometimes I'm just thinking, set pieces, yeah, but just leather it sometimes. Don't be afraid to put your foot through your ball. But look, again, that would be me being hypocritical for my own point of nitpicking, because on the stats you read out on the way of play today, he did everything you expected from a number 10. He won his battles, he got free kicks, he made some passes. You know, he 51 out of 59 was one of the stats I believe you read out there, Chris, wasn't it? In terms of
I've shut it down now.
he's not that prepared, is he? So he's got the power.
Well, I thought we'd done it. His passes was 51 out of 59 accurate passes.
So it's exactly what you're wanting from your number 10. You're wanting him to pin the ball around accurately, or as accurately as possible. I mean, you know, eight passes out of them didn't go to a Leicester shirt. So that's pretty well doing out of nearly 60 passes. And again, yes, he only had 2 shots and they weren't the greatest. But that's like, you know how we say you have like a league objective and you might have like a Brucey bonus. So like last year, realistically, the objective was try and get your Europa League football, Brucey bonus, Champions League. You got everything else you wanted from your number 10. Brucey bonuses, he bags you a goal from open play or piece. Yeah. I'm not gonna sit here and bemoan him for not having the best of shooting.
No. And I think as well, sometimes I've noticed when today was a prime example. You, as a fan watching it, as I was sort of on a stream, it annoyed me the number of passes that were going astray. But then I didn't really register the good passes, if you know what I mean. Because the bad passes, I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake, what was that? Come on, we're playing in blue, mate. What are you doing? You know, and when it's a good pass, I'm thinking, yeah, okay, it was a good pass. You know what I mean? So it tends to sort of stick in your mind more, you know.
Yeah, and we do that as fans, though, don't we? And especially when we were probably all sat there watching a game that was frustrating because we found ourselves 1-0 down in a game that we felt we were in control of, and then just when you're thinking, yeah, go on, one more, couple more passes, and then we're like, and then you're thinking, and you do, you're hypercritical as well as you are maybe biased in your opinion towards one of your players' performance and overhype it, you know, you're hypercritical. So it's just what we do as fans, but at the end of the day, when you look at it and you get that couple of minutes to sit down there and you switch the game off or it's half-time, whatever, and you think about it, or you see the highlights back and you think, actually, we didn't do that bad, really. No. No team's perfect, and that's the case.
Brad, it's coming up to the midnight hour, and
my glasses changing on my slippers. They're becoming normal slippers.
Well, I already am a pumpkin, so I don't think I'm going to change now. Thanks very much, Brad. Look, you know, as I say, would we have taken 1-1 if we were given it before the start of the game? Of course we bloody would, you know. Would you not?
I would have, sorry.
Oh, you would have, sorry. I was going to say, you know. He's allowed to talk to you like that, Keith, because you talk to him. And if you hadn't talked to him, he wouldn't have had to talk to you like that. So, yeah. You know. Don't like it, Keith. You know, there's a button there, Keith. You don't like it, you can just press it and you can leave. Or I can press one and ban you completely if you want. It's up to you, Keith. I don't really mind either way.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind if I'd have said something nasty towards him, Keith, but...
Yeah.
From what I'm being told, and what the reason, I know there's a reason Chris isn't bringing it up because it says something offensive, so I don't need to know what it says to know it. But you made a point. We listened to your point. Yeah. I even slightly backed your point and understood why you made
he did. No.
So the fact, Keith, that you,
and I'm not going to drag this out anymore because it is taking over, but the fact that you said it's not a swear word, when it's aimed at somebody, it wasn't nice. So, you know, it's up to you, Keith. Don't like it, you know where the button is. Brad, thank you very much, young man. I appreciate you coming on and giving your views. Talk a lot of sense. Keith, to be honest with you, Keith, you're getting on my nerves now. Have another timeout. I can't be doing with you arsing about. Tell everybody that we've got a new podcast next week.
Yes, I have. So for those of you who don't know, if you like podcasts that kind of allow you to have a matter of an actual opinion, then
without calling people names.
Without getting insulting, because I won't allow that on my channel, as you know, Chris. It's a channel that I created for people just to be able to actually express their opinions without idiots and trolls being on there. And if it's something that you like, it's a mixture of topics. We're actually talking about women managing the man's game in a new episode. If you go onto my Twitter at Full Time Focus, you'll hear our lovely voices because Chris is joining me on the panel for that one. And it's just basically we'll be discussing women being given the opportunity to manage the men's sides. My Twitter is at Full Time Focus. Like I said, the link's in the description to it. If you want to give it a share, a like, a subscribe, or all three, you'd be an absolute legend. I just appreciate it. And if it's not for you, don't feel you have to subscribe. But if you know someone that might enjoy it, just share it with them and just help the channel out. It'd be fantastic.
Yeah. And Brad's links are also in the description below on YouTube. Yeah, mate, it's midnight. Just clicking on to midnight now. Like I say, my pumpkin is developing. And thank you for coming on. I will see you Sunday afternoon, sir, for the post. Oh, got Everton next week again. For the post-Tottenham match.
Yeah, look forward to it, mate. Hoping... I'll be honest with you, I don't like to say this because I normally want to go on the forefront of everything, but I'm hoping the performance is what matters, doesn't it? As long as we don't go out there and get beaten, I think we need to take confidence into the second leg. Yeah. But I just want to enjoy it, and I think if we go in there, who knows? We might do a Brighton.
Like I say, if we lose, we always lose to Arsenal and Tottenham, are two teams we always seem to lose to anyway. It was only recently that we actually broke the hoodoo over Arsenal. Bronze is saying they never actually watched a whole woman's game. I experienced enough kid games to fill that niche. Oh, Bronze, I don't know about that.
It's an opinion. That's how you give an opinion that's controversial and go for it. So
it's controversial, but your opinion, you're entitled to it, and you put it across fair and square, Bronze.
I tell you what, Bronze, if you put that comment on my video, it would stay up, mate, because that's exactly what it's there for. It's for people to express opinions like that and not fear anything, as long as it's not offensive and not very, you know, racist or anything like that, obviously, or sexist. Perfectly welcome on my channel, mate.
Yeah, there's too much woke snowflake cancel culture going on in this country at the moment. Brad, I will speak to you on Sunday and obviously next week. Stay behind and I'll just have a quick word with you after. Thanks very much, mate. And I'll see you soon. Cheers, mate.
See you soon, mate.
Cheers. Thanks to Brad. Yeah, all we ask for is on this channel, if anybody knows and is on Facebook and Twitter with Leicester Till I Die, if you actually swear, the post doesn't go on. It's got keywords that immediately ban. And if you sort of shown race, and to be honest with you, Facebook are very top on it these days, and they will actually go over my head and ban things for things that I would normally allow. But that's the world we live in. All it is about having respect, and that's all we have. David, thank you, Chris, Brad. Always appreciate your analysis and positivity despite adversity. Was a little upset we didn't win today, but on reflection. And hearing you, we actually played great verse. We did. It was a good team effort. And that 8-8 that they got, I think they totally deserved it. They really did. I'm back tomorrow at 7 o'clock with a Spurs fan and Craig. We will be doing the post or the preview show for the Spurs game. I'm really kind of, like I say, to me, it's a free hit. I'm more concentrating on next Thursday because we can taste it. We can taste the European final. 90 minutes away. I will see you tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Guys, thanks very much for joining in. Thanks very much to Brad for his comments. And thank you to everybody that didn't swear and showed respect in the chat. It is much appreciated. We will see you tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Take care of yourselves, stay safe, and I'll see you tomorrow. Good night now. Thanks for watching, and thanks for listening on the podcast as well.
Thanks for watching Leicester Till I Die. This is Chris saying goodbye, and see you next time.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Network.
It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping, and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee, and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport, powered by fans.